We're back, and I want to thank Jessica Katzenmeyer again. She's going to leave and go work the check out the farmer's market, maybe get some good buys, and introduce herself to some people. So, and you're listening to my good friends from Australia, Midnight Oil with Forgotten Years, and we will not forget these years, these current events, especially here at the local level, here in the Shaw.
Right.
History is taking place. Sure. I mentioned earlier Civic Media, and that's the new parent company for Devil. We're really doing some great things, acquiring some stations statewide, and really bringing the news local, building more connected communities. And I'm proud to be part of that. I'm your host, former Alderman Don Brown, coming to you live from the former office of Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios, in our mobile studio here at the Farmers Market at Stand 215. And over at 217 Wisconsin Avenue in the NAMI building is my good friend Connor Boston, my producer. And he's taking great care of me. And Johnny Watermelon here with his Freedom Irish sweatshirt. He knew I was going to be here, so Johnny's here with me at the Farmers Market. Great crowd. And before I introduce my third guest, I want to give a big shout-out to recently retired U.S. Air Force Sergeant, I believe. I apologize if I don't have the right title, but Ray Pulaski, welcome home. After 24 years of proud service and finishing his last assignment in Germany, he's back with his family, his beautiful wife, Janessa, and kids, and really glad to have you home. Ray will be starting a new job in Madison, and you know, one of our own local boys here, grew up in, I believe, in West Dallas, and big fan of the Shaw. And, again, welcome home, my brother. My next guest, this is his third time on the show, and I make no apologies because he's a wonderful guy, and Wisconsin needs to take a harder look at his platform. He's running in a very crowded field of U.S. Senate candidates, and, you know, you're going to see a lot of big money and hear a lot about the big money candidates, but I think you need to take a very close attention to Pete here. I especially like his security and his intelligence background. So, and I was wondering, Pete, say hello first. I'm sorry.
Good to see you. Yeah, and you, Johnny.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Great to be here.
So,
Connor, hello. Good morning to everybody.
So,
and welcome to everybody in the Midway.
Yeah. So,
primaries August 9th.
So, Peter brought a lot of paperwork with us. He's got, let's start with that, because you got some stories to tell here, some very important ones that people need to pay attention to.
Sure. The critical point right now is that my ads are being censored. The normal stations which would carry the ads have refused to carry them because the reason they gave us, and all I did was just agree with Alex Lazary, who's running for the office. He is proud to say that he is a part owner and on-leave executive of the Milwaukee Bucks, and I started on an ad by saying, I don't own an NBA franchise. So I guess, and that, which is the truth. I do not own an NBA franchise.
No,
that
sure
may have been too much truth because they censored it. And
there's
a standard rate, you know, give them the ad, they'll run it. And they said, we do too much business with the Bucks. We are not going to carry your ad.
And after the rape and abandonment of what was once a proud franchise in Buffalo, the NBA has been suspect ever since. And we're going back all the way to 1978.
I just throw
my personal dig in there, but Pete, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not saying that Alex had anything to do with this. It's just that's the reason that Bally Sports gave us for refusing to carry a political ad by a candidate on the ballot in the state of Wisconsin for this primary on August 9th.
And to be fair, I like Alex Lazary. I loved how he got the DNC here. Tragically, that, you know, COVID kind of put an end to that being on site. I would much rather have seen him running against that empty suit in the Scott Fitzgerald for Congress. I think that would have been a great fit, and I think there was a great, you know. But for Senate, we've got a guy standing in front of me who's got a very unique background that combines law, a lot of work in protecting voters' rights, engineering, high level, you know, a White House correspondent, mind you, but also some high level intelligence and security consulting for our U.S. Navy. Tell us a little bit more about that, because this is what I want people to be paying close attention to.
I was a civilian consultant to the Office of the Chief of Naval Operations of the United States Navy on issues of strategic nuclear weapons and platforms, and to the Director of Naval Intelligence on matters of intelligence analysis.
And I know some of those things you can't talk about, but you there were some hot button issues, I'm sure, as there are any time involving our intelligence and our security.
There were. You know, I had a substantial number of clearances, and I had to clear ahead. I cleared ahead of time what I'd be able to say, which is what I just told you.
Yeah.
And I am pretty well constrained about what I can say about exactly what I
well,
did.
Sure.
I can talk about, in general, what the issues are, but am substantially constrained and have to honor my obligation not to talk about precisely
sure.
what was happening.
Yeah. But as a U.S. senator,
yeah,
and Johnny, weigh in on this, wouldn't it behoove us to have a guy with that rich experience on the Senate floor, crafting legislation, serving on committees, doing all the things, lending that intelligence to crafting smarter legislation? Because let's face it, good intelligence, good security is not a partisan thing. It's like what's best
right.
for America.
Yeah, it's a great point of view that you have there, Peter. I think it's important that you bring that to the table, and it ought to have a bright light on it, you know.
Right.
So brag about it a little bit, brother.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
your message is getting out there, and you're getting some ads censored. I mean, you're running a campaign that's successful. You're bringing some attention to the table here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in terms of on the Senate floor, the point is that I have stayed in touch with the people in the field ever since, for a long time,
yeah.
And I follow very closely what's going on. There are ways to follow it, like in the newspapers, you can get a lot of information relevant to what's happening now. And the point is, I know in general what answers we're supposed to be getting when senators ask questions.
Yeah.
And if somebody from the intelligence community or the defense community shows up, answers a question, and the answer is way out in left field, I will know real fast.
Yeah.
And I'm not about to stand for it.
Right.
I mean, in the past, answers have come out field, and we've had real severe consequences.
Yeah.
Like, for example, a war in Vietnam and what went on in Iraq for about, depending
sure.
on how you count
yeah.
it, from 2002 to,
yep. sure.
you know, almost yeah. you know, 20 years ago.
Connor, started. How are we doing on time here?
We got about a minute left.
Got about a minute left. So finish your point, Peter. No, we're going to have you back on after the break. So
okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, the point is, I understand what's happening, what should be happening, and what they're supposed to be knowing and telling us. And if they're not telling it to us straight, we've got to know that so we don't make foreign policy and defense policy based on erroneous information.
We got it.
All right. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break now, but please return, because we got more from Peter Pekarsky here on This Week in Waukesha, live from the Waukesha Farmers Market. Do not go away.